JPMorgan Chase holds its annual shareholder meeting today in Tampa. They will vote on a key measure to strip CEO Jamie Dimon of his title of chairman of the board. A growing number of companies have split the CEO and chairman roles. Shareholder activists and corporate governance experts say having a balance of power at the top helps to reduce risk, although the bank and its supporters disagree. Here's NPR's Yuki Noguchi.
Days before last year's shareholder vote on splitting the two roles, J.P. Morgan dropped a bombshell. Its U.K. office had lost billions of dollars on a risky trading strategy known shorthand as the London Whale. But by then, many shareholders had already cast their votes. Despite that, the measure won more than 40% approval. Lisa Lindsley says, had the company disclosed its soured trades a few days earlier,
I think that it might have changed the vote.
Lindsley is director of capital strategies for the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, which introduced the shareholder proposal.
The job of the board is to represent shareholders and to supervise the management of the company. And when you have a member of management running the board, he or she is effectively their own boss.
Separating the CEO and chairman jobs might have created more incentives to reduce risk, she says. And two shareholder advisory firms have recommended shareholders pass the proposal. Lindsley says companies in Europe and most other parts of the developed world have separated these tasks. Executive search firm Spencer Stuart says 43% of S&P 500 companies had split roles as of last year, up from 35% in 2007.
We never intended this proposal to serve as a referendum on the job that Jamie Dimon is doing as CEO of the company. It's been Jamie Dimon who's made this personal.
In a letter to shareholders earlier this month, J.P. Morgan argued splitting the roles is both unnecessary and disruptive. The bank said the shareholder advisors focused too narrowly on the $6 billion in failed investments last year in the recommendations and did not focus on the broader success of the bank during Dimon's tenure. The letter also cited Enron and WorldCom, both of which collapsed despite having a split governance structure. And it also cited academic research showing companies can actually be hurt when the roles are split. Aisha Day is a professor at the University of Minnesota who wrote a piece for the Harvard Business Review based on her research that showed some firms do worse under split roles.
When firms were forced, particularly those firms that were larger, more complex, whose CEOs had a proven track record. You know, they had shown good performance consistently, had longer tenures. So firms like that, when you force them to split, they performed worse.
Day says that might be because communication can break down between the CEO and chairman. In any event, she says, just because a company has a separate chairman can't ensure bad things won't happen.
You know, in a bank like this, I mean, you take risks and sometimes things go wrong.
If stripped of the chairmanship, Dimon had suggested he may consider leaving JP Morgan. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.